just for a few minutes, I want to share just some very simple thoughts, reflections on the amazing detail, the content of just those few words that tell us so much about what this gift was, who this child was that God sent into the world and why. And it begins at the very first word, doesn't it? The very first verse of that passage. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, the very Word that had spoken the world into being, right at the start, before time, before we, the world ever came into existence, God was. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was none less than God himself. Who is this gift? It is God giving himself, the God who has created order, the God who has made promises, who said he would do something. This is the God who came as a gift to us at Christmas. Not something that even we go have to go back 2,000 years to think about, but the very beginning of time, the Word, the one who was ancient, true, reliable, faithful, and demonstrated himself. A gift that God had promised, a gift that God delivered. Think of any of the gifts that you have given. Think of those gifts. Where is that bike that Carol had all those years ago as a child? Undoubtedly rusted, buried, or recycled by now. That Land Rover that I got a lovely combustion chamber from, sadly, isn't running anymore. Well and truly, ancient history. That's the nature of so many gifts. How many gifts do we give that don't even last the day? Not so with God. In the beginning was the Word. It was God himself. That's the first thing. Then in verse 9, we read that he was the true light that comes into the world. Lights have become a rather significant thing, haven't they, in our Christmas time? I love lights. We love to put lights up. This is what my garden looks like at the moment. We put lights around the tree so that as it's beginning to go dark, they automatically come on. When the dark comes, the lights light up the extent of the garden, and we're able to see, and we have that sense of looking out in an evening and having the joy of seeing lights brightening, making the garden bright, even though it's such a dark, dull time of year. And then, of course, at the end of the night time and the sun comes up, they automatically go off again. We love lights. Some of our homes are covered in them. But this, we read, was the true light. Not light just to make something look pretty or festive, but light in the sense of bringing spiritual light into the world. This gift of Jesus was a light that doesn't ever go off. All day, all night, is constantly available to us. That's the gift that is Jesus this Christmas, that goes through the year, always showing us the way ahead. That's King Jesus to us. And then verse 14, towards the end, we read that the Word became flesh. The remarkable thing that is hard to comprehend, that has no parallel in any other religious way of thinking, that God himself became flesh. The remarkable, gracious God stepped into the world, not just to tell us about him, but to live with us, to show us, so that we would always know he knows what it is like to live our kind of lives. The things that we struggle with, the things that we suffer with, He knows that because he's experienced that. Was he born into great riches? Was he one of real privilege? No, he wasn't. Born into poverty, so that he knows the roughest, the most difficult. Who are some of the people we think about this Christmas as being the most vulnerable? Perhaps some of the refugees sitting in a forest on the edge of Poland or Turkey or wherever they may be, trying to find a life. Freezing cold, perhaps even freezing to death. Those are the sorts of people we might think about as being the most desperate, but Jesus himself would very soon find himself a refugee, his parents having to flee to Egypt just to survive. God, the Word, became flesh. So step right down into the lives that we know. And then also in verse 14, we go on to read, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father. That's a gift that has the most meaning imaginable. The precious one and only Son that God gave, who gave up his right and place in heaven, his deity. He gave up all of that privilege and stepped down into the world. We read that familiar verse we've already read it from Isaiah. Unto us a child is given, a son is given. And that son is no less than the Son of God. What meaning do you and I have in God's eyes that he would even give his own son for us? That's special. I don't know whether you've ever given a gift that's particularly valuable and someone has said to you, wow, you shouldn't have. But what about giving the most precious, a son who'd be taken away from you, rejected and killed? That's the gift given to us. And then one more thing in verse 12. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. It's something else we can sometimes give at Christmas, membership. Perhaps you've had membership to the AA gifted to you, or to the National Trust, or the Essex Wildlife Trust, or the RSPB, or something else like that. And it's wonderful to be given membership to something you can go back to. And we usually would do that for a year. Have you ever looked into how much it costs to give life membership? Thousands of pounds to give life membership to somebody. Well, Jesus was God's gift of eternal life membership. No fleeting gift, no lights that will work for a time, but then will pack up and are always burning off our energy supplies. No temporary gift, but a word who is from eternity, from the very beginning, who knows what our life is like because he became flesh and continues to walk with us, and the one and only Son of God, who was so precious, so meaningful, so valuable, and yet was given because that's the value that God places on us. How could our hearts and mouths not be full of praise at Christmas? I know we love our traditions and we love the time with family and we love sitting around for a huge meal. But what God gives us is so far beyond that. That's what I believe he would invite us to think about again this morning.